As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me the facts, show me the evidence, and show me the law. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Well, there's not going to be much good news today. Not going to be much news at all. Hard facts, certainly that. Workable solutions, I don't know. We might go there. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the Big Mo, 65647. A big shout out again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Again, our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Major market reversals today drives the metals and the stocks and the currencies and crude oil lower. We'll go into that. Big happenings today in the stock markets all around the world. The age of fossil fuels, might look at that today. Man's role in changing the face of the earth, the noosphere. Perhaps in the second hour or earlier, we'll get to Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, the evolution revolution, Aldous Huxley, so much more. But of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Wednesday, market news today, Wednesday, May the 5th. Mayday, mayday, pull the plug, somebody, my God, please. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, all of this has changed, so just bear with me. We're going to go through this. Gold was down $6 at 9 o'clock a.m. an hour ago, down $6 from its very low closing off of yesterday. We're down about $25 overnight. In the last 24 hours, it was trading at $1,190.80 yesterday, up $8.50 at this time. This morning, off $6 at $1,166 and falling. Yesterday, silver at this time was at $18.71. Right now, it's off at $17.33. Actually, right now, it's not. It's lower than that. But at 9 o'clock, it was at $17.33, where we lost $1.40. That's not good news. Platinum, down $32 at 9 o'clock a.m. this morning, off of its closing yesterday. But yesterday, we came on the air. It was standing at $1,713 this morning at 9 o'clock. It was down $32 from yesterday's closing, standing at $1,637. And palladium, likewise, yesterday it was at $533. This morning, $489. Things are going south, and it's going south in a New York minute. The boys in London this morning set the gold fix at $1,172. And somebody fell out of bed and went right over the cliff. Anyway, we'll pick it all up on the other side. Much more to come.
Do TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And should we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway for Wednesday morning here. Looking at the market news, not looking very good, not looking good in the United States, not looking good in Europe either. Certainly not looking good for the precious metals this morning. Doesn't seem to be looking good for the stock market either. The Dow Jones, and we're going to set aside my pre-written market report. It's absolutely of no value to us at all. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now is off 71.65, trading at 10,855.12. That's down considerably. The NASDAQ is off 34.50 at 23.89.75. The U.S. dollar index is up 73 basis points, trading at 84.25. Seems to be driving the day. It's going up. Everything else is going down. Crude oil is off another $2.78, trading at 79.86 yesterday. Crude oil was at 84.97 and going up. So it's dropped a lot right there. We've got a $5 bill on the table, dropping down a little bit further here. This is impacting the foreign exchange rates in a big way. I'm looking at a live chart now. I'm on the Kitco's website again. We're looking at the ones that I generally carry. The Canadian dollar is running at 97 cents. That was at parity just a week ago, so it's off 3 cents, basically. The Mexican peso, it's lost a full percentage point. It's down, it's 0.0790, so it's running at 8 cents. But we've been averaging down to get 8 cents, not averaging up again. So that's down. The Swiss franc, that's off almost a full percentage point. They're looking at 90 here, 90 cents U.S. That's been close to parity in not too distant future or not too distant past. That's not a good sign. The euro is taking a real slap here. I can see the euro is down a full 1%, and it's trading at $1.29. It was $1.31 yesterday. Let me look at my other chart here. Yesterday the euro was at $1.31, so it's dropped 2 cents overnight. The British pound off 33 basis points, trades at $1.51. Yesterday it was at $1.52. That's off a penny. Anyway, there's a lot happening here today, folks. Keep your eyes peeled. Good night. All sort of stuff. Silver is down 58 cents at $17.28 an ounce. Platinum has lost 35 bucks at $16.34. Palladium's creeped back up a little bit. It was at $4.89 a few minutes ago. Now it's at $4.98. It's off $18. See what we got for the London Gold Fix. This morning, the gold fix is at 1172. That hasn't any basis in reality. We had a real unusual overnight. Jump to that chart and look at it. Yeah, it was trading all around the 165 zone, 165, 170, about a $5 spread overnight. Opens up here in New York and it drops. It plunges all the way down to a low of about 157. It looks like $156.20 for a low, and it's coming back up now a little bit over the 156, but we're considerably lower than where we were yesterday. So how the markets are going to play out for the rest of the day is going to be anybody's guess, but there's certainly a whole bunch of shaking going on. The Dow not looking too good at all. What's moving in the market? And we'll go over here and look at this. The most active U.S. by volume is Citigroup, Ford Motor Company, Bank of America, Sirius XM Radio, and the E-Trade Financia. Well, that's unusual. Very rarely, I don't think I even remember seeing Sirius Radio as being one of the most traded stocks, but there it is. So anyway, there's all of that. Lots going on. Here's an article. Maybe we ought to just check this one. Stock slide worldwide, erasing 2010 gains. Okay, Bloomberg News. Stock sank around the globe, erasing the 2010 gain for the MSCI World Index, and the euro weakened to a 14-month low. Unconcerned, Europe's debt crisis is worsening as protests in Greece turn deadly. Nickel slumped 14% to lead losses in the commodities. Let's see. More than $1.1 trillion was wiped from global stocks yesterday. Catch that? More than $1.1 trillion was wiped from global stocks yesterday amid concern that rescues similar to Greece's 110 billion euro or $143 billion package will be needed in Spain and Portugal. $1 trillion evaporated out of the stock market yesterday. Sure hope you weren't one of the ones that had your bank account cleaned out, because they're cleaning out bank accounts. European Central Bank Council member Axel Weber said today there's a threat of a grave contagion effect, as Moody's Investor Service warned. You know how much value you can put in Moody's. Moody's, I guess, rates things. Whoever will pay the price, they get the ratings. You know, it could be a triple C junk, and they'll rate it triple A if Goldman Sachs asks them to. Anyway, more than let's see. Axel Weber said today there's a threat of grave contagion, as Moody's Investor Service warned it may cut Portugal's rating, and three people were killed in an Athens fire set during protests against Greek austerity measures. There's other articles out there this morning on Bloomberg and elsewhere. Talks about people generally just taking the day off in Greece. Everybody's doing a one-day strike, from the airline pilots all the way down to the guy that cleans the Johnny. Anyway, the reason we have to worry is, let's face it, this is a global environment, said Jason Pride, director of investment strategy at Glenmead in Philadelphia, which manages $18 billion. The primary concern is the contagion risk associated with Greece and some of the other problematic nations in Europe and the follow-on effects on long-term economic growth. Read an article this morning where some of the wealthy people in Greece are going to England, London, looking around for houses to live in. They'd like to sell out of their Greece holdings and get someplace a little bit more stable. So we might see a lot more happening over there. The plunge extended. Yeah, the plunge protection team. The S&P 500 added to losses from yesterday's 2.4% rout. In other words, what they're saying here is they lost 2.4% out of the S&P 500 yesterday, its biggest since February, as concern about contagion from Europe's debt crisis overshadows growing evidence, blah, 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 euro pound. Well, yeah, pounded indeed. The euro is definitely pounded. The euro declined as much as 1.4% against the dollar to $1.28, its weakest level since March of 2009. At the lowest level I've seen, and it's exactly right, since last year. And weakened 0.8% versus the pound. Britain's currency advanced against 13 of 16 of its most traded peers, but you can see it's down as well against the USDX. Again, it's not really the dollar, it's just that trade-weighted basket of currencies. All right? Let's not think of it as a dollar. It's just digits. It's digits. That's all it is. It's a bunch of puff and smoke. Anyway, that article continues and continues, so there's a lot on that. But I'm not going to go all through this today. We're having a lot of trouble all around the world. Greek protests over the financial bailout leave three dead and buildings burning. The Greeks are coming unglued over there. Crude oil tumbles below $80 a barrel after the euro plummets on Greek crisis. Yeah, yeah, that's true also. Saw another kind of rather specious article where BP supposedly has capped one of the three leaks. You know, there's only one leak we need to worry about, folks, and that's the one where the oil comes out of the ground. That's the one we want to hear about. Mike Chambers yesterday, when we were visiting on his broadcast, was talking about just somebody please send a hose down there and suck that stuff up. Well, they're going to do that. They're going to put a steel box over it and try to suck the oil out. Well, what do you do about the leak? Fix the leak to put Band-Aids on a sucking chest wound on the ocean floor. We'll be right back.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GADSDENTS.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, so maybe we could title this segment for the Whatever It's Worth Department. In the Whatever It's Worth Department, just an idea. You know, we talk about solutions all the time, and I allude to them. There are very few solutions that really produce long-term changes. There's a great difference in my mind between individual solutions and, if you will, global solutions, individual solutions to global problems. That's, to me, individual solutions to global problems is kind of, like I said, putting a Band-Aid on the sucking chest wound of the body politic. Yeah, I could do a victory garden. Yeah, I could get involved with basket weaving, or maybe I could learn how to make paper out of old newspaper or something. Those are things you could do. But in the long term, they're not going to be of much help. Now, I'm over 50 and heading the other way now, on the downward slope of my life, perhaps. And there are many of you, perhaps, that are on the other side coming up. I know that if I were in the 20s to 30 age range, I would have my nose glued on this computer screen trying to figure out, you know, position myself for the future. And one of the things that comes up oftentimes on the Bloomberg, all daily, basically, on the Bloomberg website, is this Harvard Business Review. And I know when I was young, I used to subscribe to various publications from various places, including the Harvard business schools, because it would give me ideas and help to stimulate ideas of what I could do in business. If I were positioning myself or trying to position myself to work inside of this economy, even if you have to weld your nostrils closed to do so, you know, I'd be looking at some of the information that's being published to help you to position yourself to, you know, make whatever money you're going to need to make. You know, as specious as money is, give it whatever it is still the medium of exchange. It's still something that you're going to need to get a house, a car, you know, whatever, garments to wear, utility bills, groceries, and all of the rest of the stuff. Money is still there, even if we all know what it really is and what it isn't. But they have a thing here, then an article this morning in the Harvard Business Review, for whatever it's worth, the key to spotting disruption before it happens. And it's typical of the kind of writing that they put in here. But you don't have to go to the Ivy League schools to act as though you have, you know, this kind of a background. What you do need to do is to put this information in your mind, and you don't need to be paying $50,000 or $60,000 a year, you know, letting, you know, having somebody hammer a bunch of claptrap into your mind. You can review this kind of material and use it. But this article by Scott Anthony this morning, the April 15th issue of The Economist, published a simple chart, he says, that gave me chills. Look at it for a minute. What looks scary to you? Well, I haven't looked at it. But this is the idea. First of all, he talks about The Economist, you know. And if you don't know what that is, go look it up. I don't need to spoon feed you on this. But at the same time, looking at what's happening and trying to visualize in your mind, where are we going? If all things continue as they have been in the past and we continue to live in this corrupt system, where are we going to be going in the next 25 or 30 years during your life, during the active working years of your life? Where are we going to be going, and how can you get yourself to take Will Rogers' advice, not William Roberts, but Will Rogers' advice? He said at the time, you know, buy land, buy lots of it. They ain't making no more of the stuff. And when you buy land in the path of progress and let progress run right over the top of you. And that's all excellent advice, all right? One thing about gold and silver, even though it is a way of protecting your savings account, you can see the vagaries, even in the marketplace today, where you can see $30, $40, $50, $60, $100 swings in the gold price overnight, absolutely outside of your control. If you have some kind of a little business going on, you don't experience those kinds of sudden rolling changes because you're not involved with or you're not subject to third-party influence. Again, principals, agents, and third parties. And so you might look at the advice of Will Rogers and put your property, and remember how we define property on this broadcast using Andrew J. Galambos' idea of what is property. Property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. So all of your intellect, all of your thinking, all of your thoughts, and then all of your actions and the things you accumulate become property. So you want to buy land or buy property because they ain't making no more of the stuff. Well, intellectual property, certainly there's been no end to intellectual property. Every generation brings along their baggage. But, you know, trying to position yourself, looking forward, as we say, we very carefully research the past so that we can understand where we are today. And then we, with that as a trajectory, in other words, that you take the momentum of all of the things that have happened in the past and you are find yourself in the present looking forward into the future, let all of that momentum of the past project your vision so that you can see 20, 30, or 40 years down the road and then position yourself in the path of progress. Let it run over you, and then your needs for finances and other things will pretty well be taken care of. So there is an article out there this morning. You might take a look at it. Just food for thought. There's lots of other places around. It is valuable to do all manner and sundry of research. But here we've got, you know, a unique and unusual problem going on with BP. They're down 5,000 feet below sea level. And they've got a well pipe that is leaking like a sieve. Leaking like a gusher, I guess, a geyser perhaps. You know, go out and do your research on it. Look on it. When I looked at that blow-off prevention device yesterday, what I saw was something that looked almost like a wheel weight off of an international harvester tractor. You know, it's just a big iron casting, and they put this saddle around, they clamp it on this pipe in various places. And it's got jaws that crush it shears the pipe and crushes the pipe closed. You want to talk about Stone Age? There's Stone Age. That ain't high tech. You know, that's you get a bunch of Chinese together out in the woods someplace, and they got a bunch. They're in there breaking up brake drums off of an old tank that they found or something in the woods, and they're melting this stuff in a little home blast furnace. And they're casting cast iron. Have you ever looked at cast iron foundries? Did you understand how to cast iron? How do you make an engine block? You ever heard of the word sand crabs before? Making molds out of sand. You understand that process? Some people know how to make a cast iron fry pan. Do you think you could make a cast iron fry pan by breaking up a brake drum off of a wrecked car along the road and melting it down and making a cast iron frying pan? Could you do that? They do that stuff in China a lot, you know. Some of these vices that you see at Home Depot and stuff like that, your bench vices, you know, these are just really rude, rough sand cast iron products coming from China. Some of the anvils, you know, the blacksmith anvils that you see at these various, like, Home Depot and stuff like that, well, these are made by pretty simple folk that understand some ancient or lost technology. You might look into that. What does it take to make things out of cast iron? But that's old school. But here we've got this need for deep water exploration, a better way to shut off a pipe. Maybe you could spend an hour on that and come up with a better design. We'll be right back. Much more to come in today's two-hour broadcast. Stay with us.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And along the same line before we get into the age of fossil fuels, and I really do want to read some from this book. But before we go there, you know, just on the same line, you can cast aluminum as well, you know, real simply. You might go up on the internet and find out about a home foundry, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, foundry. Coal-fired, coke-fired, how do you make coke? I'm not talking about cocaine, I'm talking about coke. No, I'm not talking about the stuff you drink, I'm talking about coke. Do you know how to make coke? Look into it a little bit. Maybe you live out near a woodlot someplace, you got a lot of oak or ash or something like that. You know how to make charcoal? You know how to make coke? Can you coke? Are you a collier? Those are old technologies, lost technologies, but if you are an experimenter, you know, look at the life of Buckminster Fuller in his studios. You know, you'd always see all of these models that he was making, models of homes, models of houses, models of automobiles, models of geodesic domes. He was looking at the carbon molecule as being the fundamental building block of the universe. Everybody knows what a pyramid looks like, the Giza's pyramid, the Pyramid of Giza, all right? The Pyramid at Giza might be a better way to say it. But do you know that a pyramid is just two tetrahedra sharing a common side? Do you know what a tetrahedra is? If you know what a tetrahedra is and can do the geometry to work it out, that's what holds up a geodesic dome. all of the structure is based upon the implied absent points of tetrahedra, and only thing you see on the outside of the geodesic dome is the triangles that are made, that are the faces of the missing tetrahedra. And when they're all joined together, it becomes an exceedingly strong and resilient building. Using your mind, you know, for something. So, not to say that there isn't something that could be given yet still in the electronics and in computing and things like that with software and programming, but it doesn't put a roof over people's heads. It doesn't fill bellies. It doesn't clothe them. It doesn't run them down the road. So maybe, you know, for someone that's young out there that's trying to look for solutions, yeah, you can garden. You can hole up in a cabin for 12 years. I've done it. You can live with rainwater in a garden. Not completely. You can heat your house with wood as long as you've got a wood lot that you can cut from and you know how to do it judiciously. And you know how to sharpen a chainsaw or rebuild one. Or you know how to sharpen a crosscut saw or make one. There's lots of things that you can do. But again, these are individual solutions, and so you're looking towards, you know, setting yourself up so that it'll carry you all the way through the last day. We know, don't know how many days we have on this planet. We all come on board about the same way, butt naked, covered in blood and water, struggling, gasping for air. We sometimes go out of this world just about the same way. What you do in between is going to be the, you know, your measure. I'm not a predestinarian. I don't follow the Calvinist school of predestination at all. I think we shape our lives every single day, and I don't think that the creator of the universe has plotted out your life and every move in it. It's a pretty long reach there, John Calvin. But nevertheless, you can certainly plot out your life if you sit down and look at your goals, you know, start setting some goals for yourself. You know how to use affirmations effectively to alter your outward existence? You know what an affirmation is. How they can be used successfully. Your mind is a programmable device. It's like a programmable calculator. What are you putting into your mind for programming? Anyway, well, it's just your food for thought for whatever it's worth segment, and it's done now. Let's go into this little bit here. This is out of the... Again, going back to this very important symposium, this international symposium on man's role in changing the face of the earth, which was held in Princeton, New Jersey in 1955. The book that I have in front of me is a library, you know, like a public library, a university library binding. It's been rebound, you know, specifically to be used in libraries. All of the printing on it has been set up to be a library book. It even has the Dewey Decimal System stuff on the printed on it. It's a treasure in my library. It was sent to me by a great friend of mine out in Washington. He knew I would read it and look at it, and I certainly have. But this is an article out of that symposium written by Eugene Ayres, A-Y-R-E-S. It's called The Age of Fossil Fuels. And it begins on this wise: significant changes in man's way of life have come about with almost inconceivable slowness. Significant changes in man's way of life come about with almost inconceivable slowness. The characteristics of an age do not dawn suddenly upon our consciousness, but are likely to be fully realized only when we have gone so far upon the long new path that the end of the path is almost in sight. Success is not a destination. It's the journey. It's all those steps that you take between where you are now and where you will be when you summit that mountain. It's a journey. The measure of a man, it's the journey, not the destination. Is the so-called, quote-unquote, atomic age, again, this written in 1955, is the so-called, quote-unquote, atomic age an exception? I don't think so. The very readiness with which we have accepted nuclear energy and had woven intricate scientific fantasies or fancies about it seemed to strike a false historical note. Almost the only thing we can say with assurance about the future is that it will bear little resemblance to preconceptions of it. In other words, as these very intelligent, articulate men and writers were putting together their thoughts for this symposium, they were doing precisely what I've suggested, is that we very carefully study the past, our history, with an eye to finding out where we are today. We find ourselves in the present. And then I've used the analogy before. It might be helpful for you. Think about a diving board or a springboard. And all of our life seems to be caught up in my mind on this wise, where you run out to the end of that diving board. You leap up into the air and you come down and your heels, your feet, you hit that board just exactly the way you want it. And the board sags down and down and down with your weight. Now, when it gets all the way bottom, all the way down to the bottom, that's the present, let's say, at that moment. That's all of your research, all of your food, all of your upbringing, all of the energy that you've put in, brings you right up to that point where that board is all the way down. And then, through the momentum of the past and all of your direction and all of your belief systems and everything else, then that board starts to come up. And when that board finally comes up to the very height of the rebound, and your toes just leave the board, and you begin to form your dive, that's that very interesting moment in time that we exist within. How the dive turns out, we don't know. But we're going to do everything that we can do to prepare for that very moment when our toes have come off the diving board. That's the future. And we always live at that little point, that little juncture where we're constantly falling forward into the future. And so how we position ourselves determines then what we're going to be able to achieve in our life based on our analysis of the past, the momentum that we carry forward up until that point where we actually take the plunge. The success of the dive will be dependent upon your preparations, your conditioning, how well you're positioned, and so on and so forth. And that dive will either be a flop and a belly flop, or it'll be beautiful and it'll work out just exactly right for you as your life closes at the end of the dive. So, continuing again, he says he's talking about the atomic age. Of almost the only thing we can say with assurance about the future is that it will bear little resemblance to preconceptions of it. In other words, none of us, you know, were born with crystal balls. I don't put much stock in the Ouija board, guys. I think casting I Ching is, well, what can I say, the astrologers? You know, if you want to go there, go there. But I don't go there. The future is going to bear very little resemblance to our preconceptions of it. It's too dynamic. It's not static. It's too dynamic. There's too many other players involved shaping, doing the same thing. Everybody's got their own diving board. Everybody's involved in their dive. And so how the future turns out is going to bear very little resemblance of any of our preconceptions of it. Remote beginnings. No one can say when the age of fossil fuels began. We might set the date before 6,000 B.C., when the forest in the Garden of Eden, he's using an alliteration here, when the forests in the Garden of Eden had almost disappeared and when the fertile valleys had become desert, or when the Babylonians began to use pools of native asphalt. Pools of native asphalt. You've probably heard about that in the past. So we'll pick it up right there with the pools of native asphalt and the Persian kings right after these words from our sponsors. Stay with us.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And if you'd like to call in, folks, you're certainly welcome to do so. And our call-in number is 866-841-1065. We've got a caller now. Caller, good morning.
Good morning. Website that I can listen to, would that be possible?
Is there a website that you can listen to?
Yes.
If you want to go to oraclebroadcasting.com, you can listen right off the website there to the live stream.
Okay, oraclebroadcasting.com, is that it?
That's correct. Oraclebroadcasting.com, click on the Listen Live button, and you can listen any of a number of ways. There's also
That's fine.
There's also unlimited access there to our show archives, all the broadcasts, so you can go click on the show archives link and listen to any of the broadcasts at your leisure at a time later in the day or earlier in the morning that might be more convenient to you.
Where are you out of, by the way? What city, state?
Oracle Broadcasting Network is an internet-based broadcast. We don't have any bricks and mortar, and some of the people that are involved with its creation and maintenance are in Texas, and some are elsewhere all around the United States. And I'm broadcasting live out of my living room here in southwest Missouri.
Okay. You're going to have a person on by the name of Cushman Cunningham tomorrow, I believe.
Well, I won't have, but someone else might have. I don't have anyone by that name booked as a guest for tomorrow's broadcast.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, regardless, it doesn't matter. Cushman is just absolutely one of the most phenomenal writers and when you talk to him, you'll be, well, when your compatriot talks to him, he'll be certainly amazed. He wrote two volumes actually called The Secret Empire. And it is astounding. You know, there are over 800 pages, but he also has an introduction. And, you know, it's pretty amazing. And he's only charging $8 for them. And let me give you, if you don't mind, let me give you the address to send the $8 to. And it's Post Office Box 3010. That's in North Fort Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, Florida, 33918. And that's the Secret Empire. It's such a history of politics, you know, from the time of day one, practically. And so the conspiracy against middle-class America, really the conspiracy against what everything this country originally stood for. So it's pretty phenomenal that you can get that type of information for $8. Originally, it was like $45.
Does Mr. Cunningham have a website?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, his website is RSGLeela, L-E-E-L-A. It's Restore Self Government, Leela. I believe it's .com, if I'm mistaken.
All right. Very good. Well, very good. Well, I thank you for calling in. I hope that Mr. Cushman Cunningham is successful in marketing his book. And I don't know of him, you know, scheduled with any of the other hosts, but I'll certainly keep my eyes peeled, and we'll find out a little bit more about him. But I do thank you for calling in and letting us know. Anything else on your mind?
All right.
Anything else on your mind?
Yeah. What are you talking about now? Because I'd like to talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve and the corruption as far as both the Republican and Democrat parties, that we don't have government anymore.
Well, I just launched into a little discussion on the age of fossil fuels, laying down some of the historical background. But if you'd like to talk about the Federal Reserve for a moment, you're welcome to do so.
By the way, as far as fossil fuels, you realize that we have at least minimum 600 years of fossil fuel energy left.
Well,
if we can
accept the abiotic fuel concept, and I certainly lean strongly towards that. I actually have come to understand or believe in my research that natural gas and oil are a lubricant that the planet Earth generates to lubricate itself, you know, a well-oiled machine, as they say, and that there may very well be no cessation to the creation of oil. If someone wants to try and convince me again in my life, as I was convinced as a youth, that oil is a product of decaying matter from the deluge and dead, you know, dinosaurs, well, I'm not going back to that again. But, I would say that we not only have 600 years, but with wise use, we may have unlimited petroleum product use for us forever.
Well, if you add natural gas to it, that's another 1,000 years. But the point is, you know, when you hear like T. Boone Pickens saying, you know, we've got a limited resource here and you've got to have, you know, wind mills, you've got to have, you know, rejuvenated energy and other things. It's because he wants $15 billion from the taxpayers because he's going broke on his wind energy problem. So, you know, the whole thing is get money from the government. The government, of course, is the United States taxpayers. Get it anyway. It's greed, number one. You know, the number one thing about the first goal of all the oil companies, it's down to five sisters now. It used to be seven. But the first goal is to make maximum profits. And the second goal, long-term goal, is to make maximum profits. Now, how do you do that? You buy up all the technology. You don't let anybody else become involved. There are so few wildcatters today. and they own it all. And when you have companies like BP, and it's not Boone Pickens, it's British Petroleum, they were giving 5% to Iraq back in 1905, and they've been stealing land, or excuse me, oil from every country that they possibly can. And now they're going to steal everything that was good and right and righteous and decent and quality about the state of Florida as far as its beaches. And these people will end up paying very little. They'll still make billions of dollars, and it's a crime against humanity. These oil companies are in it just for their own selves, the few shareholders that they have, and it's a destruction of the character and the quality of the American people to allow these companies, and not just BP, but when you have Exxon Valdez, or excuse me, Exxon, when you have Mobil, that bought, paid over $40 billion just recently for a natural gas company. Why? They intend to charge you double, triple, quadruple, whatever the market will bear.
Are you at all familiar with the idea of sustainable development by any chance?
Oh yes. You mean as far as oil is concerned? Yes.
Well, the United Nations Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development. Basically, I like to think of it as the agenda for the action plan for the 21st century. But the idea of sustainable development, you know, every day we hear about sustainable. What's sustainable? This is sustainable. That's sustainable. So on and so forth. It's basically sustainable environmental and developmental concerns. And of course, concerns are corporations. But the underpinning of all of sustainable development, according to my research, is demand. It's a key phrase. It's a phrase out of economics, but it's demand. And so in order to create a sustainable, let's say, marketplace for petroleum products, you have to be able to sustain the demand. And so much the very same with the idea or the concept of selling water as if it were blue gold. You have to create the demand. You have to sustain that demand. The idea of selling woolen socks or silk shirts or anything, bone china, you have to create the demand, then sustain that demand in order for those concerns, those environmental and developmental concerns, to stay alive and to stay working. So much of what all we're dealing with now is basically marketing. It's public relations, and I think you're absolutely right. I don't think we're in any trouble with the oil industry. But thank you for your call. Very good points, and I do listen and call in again sometime. Thanks so much.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we get underway here in our second hour of today's broadcast. In the first hour, we just covered a little bit of market news and started in a bit of a discussion on the age of fossil fuels. Had an enjoyable call, probably from one of our terrestrial radio listeners. And let's go over to France and listen to the intelligence from France this morning with our caller X. Good morning.
Good morning, William. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah.
Listen, I wanted to ask you a question, actually, about Michael C. Rupert, who wrote the book Crossing the Rubicon. The subtitle is The Decline of the American Empire at the End of the Age of Oil. And maybe one-fifth of the book. And he has a foreword by Catherine Austin Fitz also. And his information about 9/11 and oil and Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root and Cheney and all of the nefarious activities that are going on and are going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and that information is real good information. What concerns me is the fact that he is a proponent of the peak oil theory, and I've been learning a little bit about abiotic oil, not very much, and you brought it up, so I figured I'd give you a call. I wanted to understand, you know, what you know about Michael C. Rupert, because his information is very good as far as, you know, the opium in Afghanistan, the oil in Iraq, the natural gas pipelines in Afghanistan and everything, but he is a proponent of peak oil. And you know, I'm listening to you and doing a small bit of research on abiotic oil. It sounds like that is, you know, really I'm leaning towards that being more of the truth. So my question is, what do you know about Michael C. Rupert, and what was his agenda? I know that he went through hell after, you know, writing this book and having his newsletter.
Well,
I'll
respond to that. I don't know him personally, and I haven't read his book, Crossing the Rubicon, but having listened to international shortwave and internet radio for years and years and years, I do know that there are not just mixed but strong feelings about Mike Rupert as probably not one of the more credible sources out there. And so I would take his information just the way that William Cooper admonished his audience while he was still with us, is that we listen to anyone or everyone. We read anything, but we believe nothing until we can prove it in our own research. And so, you know, everyone has a different background in their research. Everyone has a different point of view. Some people are actually paid to put out information that is, we could call it misinformation or disinformation. I think that Mr. Rupert falls into that category myself. I would probably attend a talk if he would give one locally. I would most likely sit there and take copious copious notes as I always do, but I would want to do a little mano-a-mano time in the back of the room with him and ask him some specific questions myself before I would just take anything that he said carte blanche. As far as peak oil is concerned, I think it's claptrap from the get-go. And if you'll just stay with me, we'll go through this break. We'll come back on the other side and continue the discussion. Folks, we'll take a short break and be back in a few.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, May the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, joining some of our AM and FM affiliate stations now that join us only in the second hour, talking about the age of fossil fuels. We're looking into the idea of peak oil at 8 versus abiotic oil. We have a caller online from France. We're going to go back to the caller in just a moment, but I just want to make this comment in that if we look at some of these people like Michael Rupert and others who have come out and have made their voices known and heard, they present us with information of one stripe. But then we can look at, let's say, the global, the international global, the captains of finance and industry. And here, in this time, in the Gulf of Mexico, British Petroleum has just put down a new straw, if you will, into and tapping the global oil pool. And they're doing that just months away from 2012, the end of the world. And now, if the global community, with access to all of the historical information that has been withheld from most of us, all of the artifacts in the Vatican's archives, all the artifacts that are in the basement of Christ Church, Oxford, England, all that which might be available in the Smithsonian Institute, if the globalists are going ahead full steam ahead as if there were to be nothing to be concerned about by 2012, don't you think perhaps we might emulate that as well? But yet, even in the alternative media sector, there are a great many people who are concerned about Nibiru, the 10th planet. They're worried about the dead, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar. They're wringing their handkerchiefs. They're storing up food, stocking up their supplies, and getting ready for whatever. I don't know. But it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I look forward to, with a positive expectancy, that man is going to be on this planet for a considerable time in the future. And looking back and carefully in regards to the oil situation, I just cannot accept the concept that was advanced by the Rockefellers and others that there was some, you know, finite amount of oil, and when we sipped the last little bit out, we would have to have another deluge, global deluge, to have more oil. And so all of the big rush, in my mind, is to gain dominion over those grounds that have the best potential for replenishing and renewable, if you will, oil for the longest period of time, and or to get to those big seeping pools that are easily gotten to first and claim them. But no, I would say that the idea of abiotic oil makes just a whole lot more sense to me than the idea of rotting and decomposing leaves and dead dinosaurs. Back to you, X.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was reading this book, and then I came across the idea of abiotic oil, and it really threw me for a loop. It was really, it really bothered me, because a lot of the information Michael C. was really, you know, damaging information, you know, against the CIA and a lot of the globalist organizations. And then I learned a little bit about abiotic oil, and it made more sense to me also. And, you know, a lot of people, when they learn about abiotic oil and they start thinking about these fossil fuels and these dinosaurs and everything, they think that, God, that sounds ridiculous now. And so I wanted to ask you also, how do you understand the idea or the theory behind the oil replenishing itself?
Well, this, in my understanding, is this process. There are these places, there are voids, if you will, or there are places that exist in the plates that are filled with this fluid, and that the planet somehow, and I'm certainly, I don't know how it does it, but it replenishes that fluid so that the plates of the Earth are kind of like semi-floating plates. And you could think of it almost as in balancing a wheel. First of all, and I'll state this without any qualification, I believe, and this is a belief, so take it for what it's worth, I believe that the universe and everything in it was created, and that I believe that all life was created. And that's a huge departure from those that believe that we evolved. And one of the reasons why I absolutely believe that is because I have two eyes that can see, ears that can hear, a nose that can smell, taste buds, and I am completely happy and content being outside. Everything I see outside tells me that this is not an accident. And from the study of Blaise Pascal, the father of probability, and his writings, he didn't believe it either. And if somebody that was so much smarter in mathematics than I could sit down and work out the mathematical possibilities, looking at the probability, which way would you go? The odds of this happening by spontaneous evolution or some other evolving process are so far against it that it is easier to accept a miraculous creation for me than it is for me to accept this specious notion that we evolved and that we've been here millions and millions and millions of years. I frankly don't believe we've been around billions of years. If you look at the expansion rate of the universe, I think it just defies any possibility of billions and billions of years. I just don't think the universe is that old yet.
Yeah, I agree with the creationist viewpoint. As far as the universe and how old it is, boy, that's a good one. That's a great question. You know, it's really, you know, one thing I wanted to mention, and that is that a lot of people have talked about how, you know, they didn't find oil in the Caspian Sea. And it's funny that I don't hear more people talking about the fact that they found plenty of natural gas. And that is actually what the pipelines are being created for through the Trans-Afghanistan pipelines through Turkmenistan and the Stan countries. That's what the pipelines are being built for, is natural gas and not oil. And it's funny how I hear a lot about opium and oil, but you don't hear enough people emphasizing the fact that it's actual natural gas that they have that they found plentiful in the Caspian Sea, and that's what the pipelines are for, actually.
Some of this particular article from the 1955 symposium in Princeton is going to address that. You know, we've been able to tap natural gas far longer than we have been able to really make full use out of petroleum products. If we look forward as the globalists do, they're looking at using petroleum as a building block, as something that they can make many things out of. Most everything in the people's homes today is made out of some form of a petroleum derivative, including almost everything that you might find in your medicine cabinet, and unfortunately, more and more so in our refrigerators and our pantries. But the idea of natural gas as being something that it would be more logical to use than petroleum is largely because it burns cleaner, it burns hotter, it's easier to deal with, and it can be compressed down and stored, and I think it would be lighter. But stay right there. We'll pick it up on the other side once again, another break, and continue the discussion on the other side.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we've returned once again. The call-in number, folks, if you'd like to call in today, we're just kind of batting around a lot of ideas and concepts here, 866-841-1065. You live in the Austin, Texas area or have unlimited long-distance access on your cell phones, your mobile device, you can call in at 512-904-8014. We're talking with our caller from France this morning. We're talking about the age of fossil fuels, abiotic oil, natural gas, Caspian Sea basin, the oriental use of petroleum, perhaps leaning stronger towards natural gas. But, you know, the idea of using natural gas, I remember when I was young as a beginning designer drafter, I was working up in Alaska. I grew up in Alaska, but I came back up to Fairbanks, Alaska, and went to work for R&M Engineering and Geological Survey when they were involved in doing the geologic survey for the Alaska pipeline. And what they did was they drill holes and or dig test pits with backhoes along the route that was chosen. And then we would do soil analysis on that to see whether or not we had a place where we could actually run a pipeline. And in the process of doing those thousands of boring logs, which are just basically very boring for a drafter to draw, I was also working on independently on designs for the saddles and the pads necessary to hold up various configurations of piping. And one of the ones that I designed was this idea, because of the permafrost. And again, you'd have to know something about the Arctic to understand that, but the ground basically is permanently frozen. And in the summertime, just a few inches, sometimes a foot or more, will thaw enough that you can garden or work it. But most of the time in Alaska and the Arctic, the ground is always frozen. It grows tundra on the top of it, but it's called permafrost. And so the problem with putting in a concrete pad, digging a hole, putting in a concrete pad, putting pipelines on it, the heat that is generated by all that moving oil on those pipes, the blackness of the pipes, heating up the saddles, which then it would heat up the concrete pad, the pad itself would heat up. What would happen there, and what we were visualizing at the time, anticipating and planning for and designing for, was because of this heat, that these pads would melt their way in the permafrost, and of course then there would be sagging and settling in the pipeline, and a potential burst situation could come up. And so what I was working on was a design for a concrete pad that had a chiller, like a refrigerator coil, built into the bottom of it, on the underside of it, and that it would run off of natural gas from a tap from the pipe, and it would be a natural gas-powered refrigerator chiller that would keep the ground frozen underneath that pad. So natural gas, to me, and that pipeline, and Lindsay Williams has confirmed this in his own writing. He was the one that wrote a lot about that, and everybody should know by now know Lindsay Williams. But from Prudhoe Bay all the way down to the Gulf there, not the Gulf, but what do they call it, down to Anchorage and in that area, Valdez, that whole thing, that whole long pipeline, it was originally conceived that there would be multiple oil pipelines and multiple natural gas pipelines to convey all of that from Prudhoe Bay all the way south. But what they didn't do is they didn't get the natural gas, give natural gas anywhere near as much. And Lindsey Williams has not only spoken but written that they actually use jet engines, jet-powered pumps, to force the natural gas back down into the ground as they extract the oil. So it's all upside down and inside out. We're not given access to our petroleum. We've not been given access to our natural gas. And were we able to have that, I think that far fewer vehicles would be on the road today running gasoline or diesel, and that most all of us would be tootling around in a nice, clean, natural gas-powered vehicle, and all of this claptrap and specious nonsense would be out the window. The climate folk would be out of business, and we wouldn't have nearly as much atmospheric pollution over places like Los Angeles and Chicago and New York. But go ahead, X, continue.
Yeah, no, that's interesting information. I have an article here written by Cynthia McKinney, and it says, tragically, the major unstated U.S. interest in that region, she's talking about Asia, that the president has bought into is the unacceptability of a proposed Iran-Pakistan-India pipeline at a time when our country is saber-rattling against and threatening Iran with more sanctions. Earlier this year, Iran and Pakistan decided to move forward with their pipeline even if India decides to drop out. Ironically, IPI, which is Iran-Pakistan-India, is also known as the peace pipeline. I love how they use these words, right? Peace pipeline. The alternative, you know, when they're killing everybody for these pipelines, the alternative pipeline route, Turkmenistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, TAPI, TAPI, is supported by Washington because it denies an important economic benefit to Iran. Sadly, nowhere in the president's remarks did he mention the pipeline on which construction is slated to begin in 2010. U.S. policy is not only guided by pipeline politics. There is also the consideration of the chessboard geopositioning necessary to contain Russia, China, and ensure U.S. empire for those inclined to traditional Cold War containment thinking. Apparently, behind what some are calling a shadow war in Muslim lands are targeted assassination teams that have wreaked tri-border havoc in Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And, a lot of people have brought up the idea of, you know, a possible Third World War scenario with Russia or China, possibly involving the oil conflicts with a war with Iran. And the interesting thing to me is that Russia actually has their troops helping the U.S. in Afghanistan.
Well, that's a very very key point. It's like the magic door where I think they call it the Khyber Pass. I may be mistaken, but that whole idea has been around. You know, this is why we were fighting Russia, so to speak, before in Afghanistan, because I believe that was when the Taliban was created to be used like so many bees, harassing the Russians to make it impossible for them to extend pipelines through that area. But, you know, Afghanistan has been considered the keystone for these pipelines from the Caspian Sea Basin to the east, and it still continues to today. It is rather revolting or revilesome that we continue to focus so much anger against Iran. I think that if the truth be known, Iran probably has in archaeological in historical records probably more of an understanding of our ancient past than even would say Babylon. I think that Iran, the Iranians, you know, after all they're Caucasians, I think that there is probably information there that if it got out to a wide audience, it would turn the established religions upside down with as much vigor as my goal is to turn the established political parties upside down. So there are geopolitical reasons why we're saber rattling continuously against Iran and have been in there ever since Mossadegh, turning that country upside down and inside out. So, I'm sure they'll want to go around another route so that they can continue to keep this pressure on Iran. But the bottom line really is that it's going to be APEC. It'll be the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation that's going to be the beneficiaries of this oil. And whatever it takes geopolitically to get the job done will get done, even if it means taking down Iran.
Exactly. Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting because I watch Russia Today sometimes, and they show the double-headed eagle symbology all over Russia in their broadcasts, and that's, you know, that's a Freemasonic symbology. And if you take a look at Yuri Lina from films from who's from Sweden, he did two movies. One was In the Shadow of Hermes, about how the American gangsters and...
Hold it right there. We're going into a break. We'll pick it up on the other side.
Okay. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, and the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Just kind of hash it around with a bunch of ideas. Your ideas and the comments would be welcome, too, as is our caller from France, X. I don't know your whole name, but we'll just stick with X. It's good, works with me. But let's go back and talk a little bit. It could be any name. I mean, you know, I used to call in all the time as Will from Missouri. It was a radio name, and it worked just fine. You know, after all, some of these people that
You're gonna know. You're gonna know my name pretty soon, because I actually sent you that email telling you that I was gonna call you, and I I still plan on doing that once I get all my thoughts together. But yeah, you'll know my entire name very soon.
Back to Hermes, because the Hermetic teachings are really important in all this. And, you know, if we want to get into Arian and Arianism and things like that, folks, parliamentarianism, look at the word one time, do a word study on that whole idea and find out more about that, because it changed the world. It revolutionized the world. It changed all of politics when we went into this word parliamentarianism and parlement in France. So it's a very, very important word, and it changed all of what we know as rulership and government. And so anyway, I'll just set that aside. But the kernel there inside of that is this concept of Arian and understanding what that really is all about. But tell us a little bit about what you discovered when you're looking into Hermes.
Well, yeah, Yuri Lina is a author, the producer, director, and narrator of some crucial documentaries that he has made, also documentary films. He wrote the book Under the Sign of the Scorpion: The Rise and Fall of the Soviet Empire, Architects of Deception, The Concealed History, and the two documentary films, The Lightbringers, The Emissaries of Jabulon, which is incredible, because he actually went into the archives of Ingolstadt University, looking into the records of the Illuminati. I mean, unbelievable. I haven't even watched the movie yet. I will. The other movie that I have seen, which is just crucial for people to see if they haven't, is In the Shadow of Hermes, The Secrets of Communism. And it talks all about how the Freemasons, the international bankers, created the Bolshevik Revolution and created communism, as we knew it through Lenin and Joseph Stalin in the 20th century. Incredible. Joseph Stalin and Lenin were both Freemasons. Karl Marx was a Satanist Freemason. I mean, it's incredible. This guy has really done some unbelievable research, and I'm dying to watch The Lightbringers, The Emissaries of Jabulon, which Jabulon was a demon that was invoked by the Illuminati. I mean, this guy went to Ingolstadt University in Germany studying the archives of the Illuminati, I mean, unbelievable stuff here. And I've heard you mention this before, and you're spot on, William. Their agenda is to depopulate the planet, and his movie, In the Shadow of Hermes, The Secrets of Communism, means how, and shows documented proof of how Joseph Stalin and Lenin killed in their concentration camps, in their labor camps, and by other means, through torture and all kinds of things, they killed about 147 million people throughout Lenin and Stalin's reign, which just dwarfs what Hitler did. And then we know that IBM created the punch cards for tracking the Germans, German population, the Polish and the other countries during Hitler's reign. We also know that Ford helped to develop some of the tanks, and we also know that Hitler was part of the Thule Society, and it looks like, through my research, that he was a Freemason also, because I've seen Freemasonic hand signs, painted portraits of Hitler with Freemasonic hand gestures. I mean, it's incredible, because the international bankers, from what I understand now, they orchestrated World War I to create the League of Nations, which was a failure. Then they orchestrated World War II, and I guess through some other people on Oracle have mentioned that Lord Milner said that during World War, that they would build a dictator and bring him down. Well, look what they created after World War II, the United Nations, the CIA. They took over half of Europe, gave half of Europe to Russia, to Stalin. I mean, it's just incredible. Their end game is to depopulate the planet. And watching this movie, In the Shadow of Hermes, The Secrets of Communism, is so crucial for people to see because it really shows how the globalist elitists, funded the death of over 100 million people in Russia by creating the Bolshevik Revolution. It's incredible. I mean, it's just mind blowing stuff.
Have you looked at what the death toll was in the rise of communism in China and in that area as well?
I hear that that's very high too. I don't know enough about that, but yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all that it's a ridiculously high number. And you know, knowing I guess Rockefeller said that Mao Zedong was a great experiment or something. I forget the exact quote. I mean, it was. It's just this stuff blows my mind. It really does.
Yeah. So then we can understand why it's so very important to when we look at this, and as Norman Finkelstein wrote about in his book by the same title, when we look at the Holocaust industry and we understand what the Iron Curtain was all about and the pass that has been given to the quote unquote Jews, Ashkenazim as they are largely, when we look at the pass that's been given to them, they are the gatekeepers on a window of atrocity of such grand magnitude that the global East would have no more time on this planet if the majority of the people knew with what abandon they are willing to kill to advance their agendas. And so the Holocaust and the Holocaust hoax really becomes critical there because it creates a block, a mental block, that can always be the default position in the media so that we don't make these inquiries into the genocides in the Ukraine and elsewhere. And so all of these things, again, point to this other worldview. If you go back and look, as I have at Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, we've mentioned that a little bit in the 10-part series on Zionism that we did here. Shabtai Tzvi and his followers, the Frankists then, Jakob Frank, who was a house guest of Maria Theresa of the Habsburgs for some time, the idea that the Frankists, even I believe John Kerry may well be one, they will take on any mantle, they'll wear any garment, but they basically follow this. But Shabtai Tzvi said a chilling comment, he made a comment, and it is, from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. And so by withholding, let's say, the natural gas to a time in the future after the population agenda has been accomplished, by withholding certain key things, you know, they've now got their seed bank set aside, by withholding certain things, they can look for that time in the future when the global plantation will have been reduced, the population will be reduced to a manageable levels, that they can then carve it up much the way that they did with the three-field system throughout all of the period of feudalism. And so you'll have your favorite lords who will rule over different areas. They're breaking it up in regionalism comes into this as well. All of these things and parts and pieces that I'm aware of work together towards this completion step. And you're right there in France. I would love to trade places with you. I don't know whether you're fluent in the language or not, but you certainly have excellent command of English. But if I were in your area, I would certainly avail myself of the original writings, as close as you can get to them, of Isidore Auguste Marie François Xavier Comte. I make my way with French language with every help that I can, but I'm not fluent at all in it. But he is the founder of the system of positivism. And as you've heard me mention before, the idea of ruling the planet, the captains of finance and industry will rule the planet in the positive stage of human development forever, by the way. And they'll do that through their appointed dictator, or you could make that plural if you like. And they'll support their dictators with cadres of super social scientists. That brings in everything that Aldous Huxley ever wrote about. And then, you know, basically, they'll create a new church, a new religion. There has to be a belief system wherein the woman will be the goddess. Their motto will be altruism, basically living for others. But it's this idea of order out of progress, order, progress, and love. And it's a really, really, really conclusive thing. you're right there. The documents are available to you in their original tongue. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in. As our caller from France has, this is the first time that we've really had the opportunity to take the time necessary to listen to what he has to say. Sometimes call in X right at the last moment, and it always pains me because I know that you've got a lot of research under your belt as well. And again, the idea of positivism, to me, when I came on this originally, I truly believe that it is the root of what we're dealing with today. There is nothing that is more powerful in our present pluralistic societies, Europe, England, America, wherever you look, Australia. There's nothing that is working more damage, if you will, than this concept of sociology and the sociocrats. They are running the planet. We're living under a system of positivism. It transcends nationalism. It transcends and was the root of British socialism and British Fabian socialism. John Stuart Stuart Mill was deeply involved and influenced by it. The French, Proudhon, and others were all very well aware of who Henri Saint-Simon and Auguste Comte were. He was influential in Russia, trying to get, I'm trying to think of the woman's name, the queen there at the time, involved in it as well. There have been many people that have pushed against the system, but it actually has triumphed. It is the queen of sciences, and it is what is running the planet today. And so if we can understand that and realize that what we're dealing with is an actual all-out war that's raging between legal positivism and the natural law. In other words, this idea of legal positivism, where whatever the prince says has the force of law, dependent as it is upon voluntary compliance, is ruling the system today. And so all of the other ideas have been set aside, and this is how the planet is being operated. Even the United Nations, again, we have the super social scientists, all the organs and bodies. Auguste Comte was deep into the study of Bichat. Bichat was a physiologist. He looked at all of the organs and parts of the human body. When Auguste Comte was setting up his system of positive polity and his system of positive philosophy, he was looking at a political system as being organs and bodies, and you'll see those very words used at the United Nations today. But we have an appointed dictator. The dictator is supported by a cadre or a bunch of super social scientists. These are all the climate change, you know, units and all of the eco-social, all of the various parts and pieces of the United Nations beast system. And this is the system that we're operating on, but everyone wants to get down and argue about Nazis and communists and so on and so forth. At the heart of it all is the difference between altruism, in other words, living for others, and individualism. It's a battle of ideology between collectivism and individualism, where the individual becomes subsumed under the greatest good of the greatest number principle. And if you look at the end game, there is no good when you deal with the collective. Every time it's been tried anywhere, it's been tried in the last 100 years, it fails. It goes along this Keynesian economic model. But we've got some more time here. X, I'm going to turn it back to you. What are your thoughts about what I've just shared?
Well, you know, I've listened to you before on Auguste Comte, and you know, when you get into all the isms, it gets pretty complicated, and you seem a lot more well versed. You're definitely greatly more versed in Comte and these isms, and I definitely want to talk to you more about that. You're absolutely right; it is collectivism, and it is versus individualism, and the super social scientists, I mean, they have them in the bag. I mean, they control the super social scientists, and they're the ones who really do, you know, control. They're the quote unquote experts that control what we see here. You know,
that's it.
What, you know, you and I don't believe, obviously, but what the masses are told, and I want to learn more about it. And in fact, I need to actually talk to you more, you know, and really look into Comte more, and possibly even get some of his writings here, like you were mentioning. You know, it's interesting because you got into the Enlightenment, and right around the time of Enlightenment was the birth of the Illuminati, and you know, later in the 18th century, the French Revolution and the American Revolution. And I found it really interesting how the parallels between that time period and what was going on, and the parallels between the Enlightenment time period and the Illuminati, and it really, you were talking about the Enlightenment. It's very complicated, but in sort of a positive way, and then I was thinking of it in a little bit of a negative way, as far as, you know, the whole science versus nature in which, you know, science has been used to take over the morality of you know, spirit and spiritualism.
This is the most important part, and I'm glad you picked up on it. I hope many of the other listeners did too, because when I read John Locke, I can see right there in his writings, in his second treatise, the treatise on the true original and the end of civil government, his idea of this of reason was preeminent at the time. And so when we go into that, his first treatise in that two treatises is his refutation of the divine right to rule. But when we move into this age of reason, and that again is the title of Thomas Paine's work, we move into the age of reason and we move away from, let's say, support, if you will, or devotedness to the established religion, the theological point of view. Again, it points right back to Auguste Comte, where in the beginning, in the most basal stage of human development, he calls it the theological stage, where we're driven by belief systems and basically and largely ruled by priests and priest kings. And you transition from that into the metaphysical, and certainly in his time period, he was steeped in the age of reason, the metaphysical. And there's all the metaphysical and phenomenology arguments were created at that time period. And now today we're in this positive stage where we've moved away from that. Auguste Comte's byword was that everything is relative, and that's the only absolute. So the absolutes have all been set aside. And so when we look at, for instance, the writings of so many people and times in my mind, sometimes they just start to swirl. But E equals MC squared Einstein. When we look at the writings of Albert Einstein, you know, even his theory of relativity points back to Auguste Comte. Now, many have said, and I've read a lot on the internet about this, that largely it wasn't Einstein. It was his wife. She was the mathematician. He was the front man. He was a mouthpiece for the expansion of global Zionism. But, you know, yeah, he maybe knew something, but we've starting to come around this maybe E equals MC squared isn't as profound as we have once thought. But the idea that there are no absolutes in this world. Everything is relative. It turns all of life upside down. And like you said, yes, it's true. It makes us dependent on the experts say. Experts said. I always like to use that whenever I find it in the morning news on Bloomberg. Someone familiar with the matter said. And we take this carte blanche without looking into it any deeper than that. So at that time.
And they always don't.
And
they always come from the think tanks and the foundations.
This is this cadre of super social scientists. And, of course, we breed them. We raise them up from the cradle, from the womb, from prior to the womb. We raise them up generation by generation. And every 12 years, we turn out another herd of them from our public fool system. And then we run them through the colleges. And the ones like William Jefferson Clinton that show, you know, promise, they go on off to Oxford and other places. And the rest of us schlep along digging ditches. So all of these things work together. They're all parts and pieces in the greater scheme of things. But remember, when we disestablished the Roman Catholic Church and we created the Protestant Church, all those that were principal there, whether you're talking about Johann Reuchlin, Philip Melanchthon, Desiderius Erasmus, Thomas More, all the thinkers in there, they were all humanists and they were looking back. And the reason why they went through that with St. Thomas Aquinas was because they were dealing with the Greeks for the first time ever. Well, it's a big thought, lots of information. France X, thank you for calling today. Folks, we'll be back again tomorrow.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Well, can you hear me?
Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.